O-H?
I-O?
You got it. That's where I'm at right now. Columbus, Ohio.
Holla at me.
Is this a pterodactyl song? Do you hear it? Guess where I am?
Where is that?
Rooster Teeth Feathers, Sunnyvale, California.
That's what's up.
Come and see me Thursday through Sunday night. I'll be here. I'm going to bring Mr. Huxtable. Hold on, hold on. Did you hear that?
I sure did.
Did you write this?
This is what I was playing in the car the other day with the windows down, remember?
Oh, yeah. And we played this in our suburban neighborhood at full volume. Just to scare the man a little bit.
I'm in Columbus, Ohio, so come see me at the Funny Bone if you're around. I'm coming off the top rope every show with Denim on Denim, Hot Dogs and Gatorade for Life.
Okay.
Jeff Tate is with me, so that should be fun. Next week, I'm in Philly, so please come to Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia all week long through Saturday night. And then Denver Comedy Works downtown Thursday, Friday, and Saturday only with Ernie, Andy Erickson.
Big Earn.
Big Earn and T-Buns dropping it on you. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? September 18th, Buns Machine and I are doing one night only at the Fort Lauderdale Improv in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
That's the only South Florida show of the year. Is that registering? The only one. No West Palm dates, no other Lauderdale dates, no Miami dates. That's it. Come on out. One show only. Let's do it.
Dade County. Big County.
This will be Broward, but you know what I'm saying.
Is that Broward?
That's Broward.
Okay. Guys, listen. Do you go to Amazon?
Oh, shit. We're doing that already. Shit.
Do you like to go to Amazon?
Hey, just real quick, before Amazon.
Hey.
There's a bunch of cool dates coming up, and I'm very excited that later on, just let you know now, I'm doing one-nighters in Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, and Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Wow.
So that's what's up.
Wow.
Now you can get on that shit.
That's exciting. One-nighters, though.
Yeah, it is. It's very exciting. Good cities.
It's fun.
Yeah. All right, holler. Go ahead.
Anyways, do you guys shop on Amazon? I'm sorry, Mamazon? If so, please use our banner on our website, www.yourmomshousepodcast.com.
Word.
Scroll down to the bottom of the homepage. There is a banner. And listen. Sometimes, you know, you crybabies are like, there's no banner on the... Guess what? I found out why some of you are doing that. There's a thing called ad blocker, and that you got to turn that shit off, son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you don't see it, it's supposed to work on all of the browsers. We had it tested. If there's an ad blocker, pop-up blocker, you got to remove that shit, son. Click on that. Do your shopping like you normally would. And thank you to everybody that already has. We appreciate it so much. And buy your summer thing. You know what I did today, Jeans?
Mm.
Dog food. I bought dog food through there.
On Amazon?
I bought a new yoga mat because I'm a experienced yogi.
Fitness expert.
Fitness pro.
Fitness!
Ah, I do my downward facing dog.
Mm-hmm.
On my new mat.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Hi, Foof. Here he comes. He's coming to collect his money. Hi.
Oh, dude. All right. Well, check it out. This episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Stamps.com. Technology makes a lot of things easier, like using the post office. Does that make sense?
Technology makes everything easier, like using the post office. Because you're using it differently with technology.
Oh.
It's a whole new way to do it.
I really need this stuff spelled out for me. With Stamps.com, you can do everything you do at the post office right from your computer. Best of all, it's super easy. You don't need to be a tech expert. That's obvious because you're listening to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about, expert-wise, technical-wise. Mm-hmm. I don't know any of that stuff, but I know how to use Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, all you need is your computer and printer to buy official U.S. postage for any letter, any package. Stamps.com provides all of the expertise. They'll send a digital scale, automatically calculating your exact postage. Stamps.com will even help you decide the best class of mail based on your needs. Then print the postage, hand it to the mailman, and you're done. Plus, Stamps.com makes it easy to print postage from popular business software like QuickBooks, Outlook, and more. We use Stamps.com. We're very happy with it. Many of you have supported us by ordering something through our store, and every time you do, it arrives at your home with a Stamps.com postage on the package. Mm-hmm. So that is from day one, from the very first thing we ever shipped out of here, it was on Stamps.com. That was before we even worked with them.
True story.
So it's a...
They're a sponsor that we loved before they were even sponsors.
Yeah, and I know you've heard us mention them before, but we swear by them. We really do. For those of you that have doubted it, Stamps.com is where it's at, man. Right now, use our promo code MOM for this special offer. A no-risk trial, $110 bonus offer that includes that digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in MOM. That's Stamps.com and enter MOM. Hmm. I like it.
Hmm.
You know, my favorite thing is was anything mom related. Like I'll write mom in a tweet and then mm-hmm. it'll be like you know, moms who travel followed you.
I know. Or on Facebook, whenever I put when the episode is up, and then it'll be like, it'll advertise diapers and baby shit to me. I'm like, dude, bro, that's not what this shit's about.
I'm a mom.
This is not what that's about, okay?
That's what it's about.
Duh.
It's about getting high and drunk, you know? Trying to get high and drunk here.
He's on that marijuana and whiskey. He gets crazy.
Yeah.
Is that how you feel about me? Tom, when he gets on that marijuana and whiskey.
That's the last thing I think it was. For you, it's more like Tom, when he went to fart and burp all the time, and his poops sound like he gonna die.
You know, remember that in Stevie, his girlfriend's retarded, and they go to visit her friend in the hospital.
Yeah.
And her friend is like incapable of moving and also has some... Like a large part of her brain doesn't work either.
Yeah.
But she gives the most sound advice of everybody.
She's like the Yoda of the whole documentary. Yeah. She's like, you should love each other and not abuse each other. And they're like, what?
Yeah. He's like, shut up. Shut up, what? Fucking bitch. They call me fucking Snake because I ain't afraid of him.
Do you know what's so funny? You said that. I was just thinking about that last night as I was drifting off to sleep. That's why they call me Snake, because I ain't afraid of him. And then in my head, I went, no, they don't. Nobody calls you Snake.
Nobody calls you Snake. That's a nickname you gave yourself.
That's where I get my name Snake from. I ain't afraid of him.
Yeah.
Never have been, except whenever I was a kid.
Poor
guy.
I ain't afraid, except for when I was a kid.
When you walk up to a rattlesnake, do you stand there, or do you run like hell? And take a chance of getting bit or not.
I run.
That's like, do I take a chance letting people in? Or take a chance of getting stabbed in the back again?
Oh, Stevie.
Hmm.
I'm sorry. I run. I run from all human interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Can't trust anything.
Hmm.
That's what my therapist tells me. It's isolate.
Has your therapist ever said to you,
people changes?
No.
People changes?
Actually, no. In therapy, you learn that people are likely not to change. Therefore, you should only be able to
change
yourself.
People don't change.
People don't change. Only you can change.
What about...
People gets mad. They get over it. You know, they realize stuff later on down the road.
Yeah, I'd love to play these clips for my therapist, too.
Wouldn't you love if Stevie was your therapist and that's the kind of counsel he would give you? People, you know... You can't trust nobody.
Stevie, I got really angry. I feel like my emotions got the best of me.
People gets mad. They get over it.
Stevie, I'm really mad at my husband. Should I hit him? What should I do? Or should I not? Should we talk about it?
She ripped my ring out of my ear and
I had to go to the hospital and have stitches over that. And when I asked her that one time, I said, "You ever been hit by a guy?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, now you have. I'm not like these other men that you can run over and just push around." I said, "I'm myself, but I've got a temper. I can control it."
Yeah. Good advice.
That is good advice.
That's amazing. Like, it's just amazing.
It's that amazing.
If you're born, you know, it's just the luck of the draw, man. You know, he could have been born here in LA to somewhat more normal parents. Totally different life. Totally different guy.
100,000%. But he wasn't.
No.
Oh, Stevie. Yeah. Let's get into this shit, man.
I'm going to video this. Are you guys ready? We've had requests.
Video me?
Video Tom doing the intro.
You are?
And I'm going to do it. So you guys are going to finally get to see what I see every time. Now get ready. I mean, Tom, you really got to get ready to play the instruments now.
I'm not even warmed up, man. Didn't know you were recording me.
It hasn't started yet.
Oh,
but I'm going to post this on our website so everybody can see the, the video.
Okay. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
The kids and shit. Okay. Then you put a little raisins on one side.
This is donuts you're making?
No, nigga. This is, I don't know what the fuck this is, okay? It's just something sweet for the fucking kids, okay? Damn. You got to stay with me now. Shit. Then you smash it out like that there.
All right.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Wow. Whoa. There it is.
There it is.
And there you go. I got it. This will be up on our site, guys. That was intense.
That is intense.
How did that one feel?
Felt pretty good. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've had times where it flowed better.
Well, you were under the gun this time.
Yeah. There's a little bit of added pressure.
Because you don't want people to see you mess up. Like, you don't want to skip a beat or something.
Right.
Bow, 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 bow. Oh, guys, big note. Before we go ahead.
People gets mad.
I want to thank everybody that came out to the Ice House in Pasadena this last weekend. Major mommy love. I'm so excited. I recorded my album, and I think it went great, and I'm really excited. And thank you.
Yeah, it's exciting.
For supporting Eugene.
Did I tell you? I didn't tell you I met Jorge last night.
You did?
Yeah, he was at the show. He came up to me afterwards, yeah.
Sweetest guy ever. He recorded, he does some sound stuff for your mom's house, and he recorded for me, so he did a great job.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Okay, can you turn up my mom phones? I like to hear my beautiful voice even louder than it is. Oh, that's so much better. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man. I think I stuffed myself, surely myself, on spaghetti and meat bulbs.
Sketty.
Turkey skating meat bulbs.
Turkey skating meat bulbs.
I've been making turkey meat bulbs for Tommy and I, and I think I Shirley'd it. I ate the whole bag of dog food. Fuck.
That's what happens.
I know, bro.
Cutter. Remember we were watching that show on Cutter last night?
It was funny. Is that's how they say it in the military when you go to... I think it's Qatar.
I thought it was. That's a lesson for me.
That's how Southern people say that. When you're in Qatar, they go, it's Cutter. I'm pretty sure it's not pronounced Cutter.
Well, the journalist kept saying Cutter.
Qatar. I think it's Qatar. Like that, like Qatar, but not Cutter. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
he's like
Qatar, I think, but not Cutter.
Did the people in Qatar, did you notice about that? Did Qatar people say?
Cutter. Yeah, that's a pretty crazy story, huh?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to farm out athletes?
Real Sports did
Real Sports.
Real Sports only. That the government of Qatar just buys They buy every, like, they bought their, the thing is that they bought the bid for the World Cup in 2022, they said.
Dude.
Which is, you know, highly unethical and probably illegal.
Yeah.
And then what they do now is, they, you know, they're a tiny little nation, but they, they're sitting on just trillions of dollars of
oil.
Natural gas. Yeah. So
wait a minute. But you've got so much natural gas. Where's
I'm a billionaire.
Money?
I'm a billionaire. I just don't spend that much. But what they do is they use that money to get to, like, lobby, bring in other athletes from other countries and win medals under the Qatari name and banner.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they went to Bulgaria and they found, like, you know, weightlifters that are amazing, world-class weightlifters, gave them new names, passports. They're like, you're now citizens of Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
Go compete and win medals so that Qatar has the medals.
Right.
It's so bizarre. But, like, even at those tournaments, they go, like, they say, you know, Bulgarian-born guy, he's just wearing a Qatari shirt.
I know.
It's weird.
It is weird. Is it unethical?
Highly. It's not like they, like, somebody was like, I'm defecting, I don't like my country. They're, like, coming out and being like, we're going to pay you to give up living in your country and being from there and just say that you're from here just to give us the glory. It's weird.
What you can do is, you can leave your shitty country and come represent our shitty country. Is that a deal?
I mean, I guess that's one way of doing it. You think it's shitty countries?
Well, Bulgaria, I mean, no offense, but it's kissing cousin of Hungary. And I mean, Hungary is better now, but it's not.
Do you know who loves Bulgaria?
Great. Who?
One of those guys from the 7-Up series.
Yeah, that guy. He's always trying to help the poor Bulgarians.
The Bulgarians, refugees in the Bulgarian orphans.
The Up series.
I've given
the Up series,
all
yes.
that I 7-Up. Have for Bulgaria.
Yeah, he's kind of got weird eyes. He's got wonky eyes when he talks.
I thought that as a young boy, I thought I would go to Oxford and become and practice law. And one day I would take care of the Bulgarian refugee.
Well, he goes, I like to read the paper, but I don't think that wealthy people should go to school with poor people.
He said that?
I think that was him, and then later he caught some heat for saying that.
But he was like 7.
Yeah, and then he's like, God damn it, I was 7.
Yeah.
I was a classist piece of shit when I was 7.
7.
Hold on. We know we didn't talk about last episode because we had those Ovation TV people here. We forgot.
What?
That I have
my boner. Oh, we talked about that.
We talked about your boner last week.
We talked about my boner that the flight attendant.
That was fun. Yeah,
he was like,
Do you find that people are always licking their chops at your boner?
I see that a lot.
Boner.
Looks good.
Do you find that a lot? Is that your problem?
It's a problem. It's a problem that I deal with.
Tell everybody about what I showed you today on the beach.
The lady? The whale lady on the beach? You pointed out to me a pig woman who was lying with her...
She's not a pig. She's her a person.
Thighs touching and barely her vagina showing. And you're like, you like that? Look over there.
No, okay. She had her knees up, and, like, it was just inappropriate. It was, like, a full cooter shot, and then you could, like, her... She's large, yeah.
You could see stuff.
Juice!
You could see where her thighs rubbed together a lot, because that meat was darker than the rest of the meat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, look over there. And then you're like, oh, it's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, you upset me. You loved it.
But we didn't tell our listeners about how I got a brand new lamp from you that ionizes the air.
That's true. You're like, can you breathe well? That's what you asked me now. Can you breathe well? I don't think so. It's a Himalayan salt lamp.
It's so weird. I love it so much. So Tommy's out of town, and I get a parcel from Amazon.com. Shout out through your mom's house podcast. Click on the banner.
Mm-hmm.
And when I open this, I wait for you to get home, and it's this, like... It's a lamp, but it's a basket full of salt rocks that are orange colored, and then there's a light under the rock so that it illuminates them, which is, it's so much fun because I love anything that glows
dim it
in the dark.
Can,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's a dimmer switch on it, and I love it so much because I love candles and gothy dark things.
If you're interested in getting one, please go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. Click on our Amazon banner and get yourself a Himalayan salt lamp.
But the best part about that kind of stuff is that the literature on it was like, it ionizes the air. It refreshes and sanitizes the air. And you're like, I don't know about
how?
All that.
Because of the salt rocks, in the crystals of the salt rock, the rock salts rock in the air with the light, the air gets purified. And that's how they explain it.
It makes
no
sense.
I get it now.
It just looks super cool, and I love asking you. Yeah, I have to ask you if you can breathe, and then I turn on the lamp at night. It's real fun.
Pretty cool, huh?
All those food smells.
I don't like saltwater breezes.
That was the craziest one.
That was totally crazy.
We're super into HGTV right now. Mm-hmm. Those shows that are like international house hunters. And Americans have the hardest time grappling with the fact that shit's smaller in other countries.
It's always, and then the fucking, they keep repeating it. What I can't stand, I understand somebody saying something, yeah. But when they just say it over and over, like they're in Italy and they go,
Italy, sorry, that's how you pronounce it, Italy.
And they'll say like, this is a smaller kitchen than we're used to.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, all the kitchens here are smaller than you're used to. They'll tell them.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, yeah, and this is another house. This kitchen's not that big. Yeah, they're all smaller here. All of them.
I know.
And they're like, yeah, we're just used to more space. Yeah, I know. Like,
it's not America.
Right, but they keep repeating it.
I know. Like, this isn't like America. Can we make it more American here in Europe? Like, no,
the other
not
thing
really.
Is another thing I'd like to point out is that this is a smaller room than I'm used to. It's like, man, you've said it 15 fucking times. Like they think the next apartment is going to magically be 6,000 square feet.
Different, yeah.
Yeah, it's so fucking retarded.
Or my favorite is when the people are so inflexible. It's like, I don't really like this backsplash. Therefore, we can't buy the entire house. Like, okay. You can change. I don't. First of all, I just learned what a backsplash was watching this dumb fucking show. Like, who the fuck cares? And secondly, like that one woman was like, "I can't stand a bidet. If there's a bidet in this GD house,
that
I, and
one
you're like,
was so dumb.
You dumb motherfucker. Just she goes, tear it out."
And she goes, "Bidet, but bidet. I just think of germs." It's like what?
What?
And she was like, "We can't do it." And like, even I think the realtor was like, yeah, we can just remove that.
$800 maybe, right? Solution.
They bought a house with a bidet. It was a toilet that had a bidet built into it.
Yeah.
Like a fucking $1,000 toilet.
Right.
And they said, you know, first thing we did was have this removed, but it took a few days. So she used the other bathroom.
What?
Because she was refusing to go.
Why the aversion to the possibly the luckiest thing to have in your house?
To wash your asshole all the time?
I would love a bidet. I would love a bidet.
Well, now you can get the thing where it mounts on the toilet.
I'm sorry? What do you mean?
There's like electronic ones now that like you, they're part, it's not a separate bidet. You sit on, it's the same toilet, a thing comes over, washes your asshole, and then goes away.
How much is this? Can we get one?
I think you can get them for a few $100.
Dude, because you know my problem, which is every time I make a brown, I have to immediately shower.
But you have so much chocolate sauce that comes out. That's why.
That's the problem. Wait, but listen, can we do this? I'm cereal.
Yeah, you're cereal?
I'm cereal. I need a bidet, dude. My asshole is always dirty and it's not okay. It's not enough to just wipe. My other favorite on House Hunters is when the lady was like, it was in Hawaii, and she goes, "I don't like saltwater breezes. I don't like saltwater breezes."
And then we watched
breezes.
One yesterday. Yeah, look, they're fresh water spray bidet toilet seat attachments.
Ooh,
$36.
Come on. Cut the fuck out of here.
Down from 110.
Wait a minute.
These
on
are
Amazon?
On Amazon, yeah.
But is it going to make splashes everywhere?
I don't know. I don't know how these work. I haven't seen
it. Because the problem with
this one's $400. It has a.
Oh, that's ridiculous. The problem with the water pick is that I've had to learn to use it because it splashed everywhere. It splashes on the mirror.
Dude, this is, you know what it is? Okay, so you shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
This has a button on it then when you're done shitting, you press the button.
Okay.
The underneath the toilet seat, these tubes come out. Wow. Electronically, and they wash your asshole.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And it shoots two different streams of water in your asshole.
Now, here's the question.
Warm water washes, dual stainless nozzles with wide spray. Ergonomic, gentle closing, heated seat with quick release. Ooh, it releases your genital fluids too. And you get that nice juicing done.
Juice.
So, do you use soap?
Well, no, this is just a warm water thing.
Just a water
thing,
bidet. Yeah.
But a nice... See, the key to cleaning a shitty asshole is hot water. I mean, soap is obviously desirable, but hot water, you can't do it with cold water.
No.
Mm-mm. So this is
you tried? Is that why? You're like, you cannot use cold water.
You can't use cold water. Of course I have.
Also, really interesting note from a mommy at the Ice House, Leah Derb.
Mm-hmm.
She's a dental hygienist, and she was like, dude, be careful with that water pick. It'll pop your crowns right off. And I was all, fuck. Cause like, these fuckers are expensive, huh?
A lot of money.
You can't fucking afford new crowns, eh?
I'm gonna buy new fucking teeth. You gotta be fucking shitting me. Fuck.
These fucking teeth are like fucking $1,000 each, Holmes.
You know.
Fuck. When I count, I'm actually, now that I think about it, I got some chompers in here that are worth a lot.
Yeah.
My two fronts.
Yep.
The crown. I got two crowns.
Yeah.
Bro, bleaching.
You get gold fucking teeth, dude.
Platinum, motherfucker.
Platinum. What do you think of this shit right here, dog?
One side.
This is donuts you're making?
No, nigga. This is, I don't know what the fuck this is, okay? It's just something sweet for the fucking kids, okay?
This. She's making.
Yeah.
Really ridiculous. There's butter,
mm-hmm.
cinnamon, raisins, and then like the, you know, the refrigerator, like the.
That's the craziest
the
part.
The canned croissant stuff.
Yes.
Like the. What they call Pillsbury stuff?
The shit that you pop.
Yeah. She's making it in that with butter, sugar, and raisins and cinnamon inside of that thing.
Wait, and not only that, she's making like empanadas out of it and then deep frying.
I haven't even gotten to that. What? She deep fries this?
Bro.
Damn. You gotta stay with me now. Shit. Can you smash it out like that there? Smash that out.
Shit.
You gotta pick him up really easy because you don't want, make sure all the edges are smashed. So the shit don't seep out. Do the same thing to this one over here.
This is my mom?
It's that prison food.
No, this is not no prison, motherfucker. This is not prison food, okay?
This woman could be related to me.
Oh, man.
This isn't my family. This prison is my white food. Trash family, dude.
Amazing.
I think I've done this.
You making everything from scratch?
I gotta get me a fucking camera because, cameraman, because you tripping. Okay, same way with this one here. But no, I'm not gonna put no raisins in this one. If a person might be allergic to them or something. You take that there. You do it like that. Hold up. See there? See it's all closed up on the edges? See there? You pick them up and you go over here. Come on. Come on. And you drop them in there. Grease got to be hot, hot.
Wow.
So they'll be able to cook right away.
Wow.
Okay? See that?
So on the last video we just put up, what was that?
That was crescent rolls.
What do you call that?
I don't know. Is it something for them kids, you know?
You keep just saying something for the kids.
Yeah, what is a dessert?
So when they come ask for
it. God damn it, I ain't got no motherfucking name for it yet, motherfucker.
So when they come ask for it.
This, by the way, this video was sent like
20 times.
No, fucking 200 times. Tweets.
I know.
Facebook messages, website.
That's the best.
At least 100. I'm not kidding.
You know why? Because the mommies know what we like,
which is
what?
Black people screaming and yelling and cursing.
Just anybody, not just black people.
No, but that's they know that like this is like right
this
in the wheelhouse.
Yeah,
of course.
They're gonna say, can we have some of those something for the kids?
Well, okay. Well, you're right about that. Well,
so you gotta have a name
for
it.
By the way, her
is so funny
her pants, her sweatpants are high.
She's
and tight.
Rad, dude.
Yeah, she's rad. Yeah.
eat sweet stuff.
I put sweet treats.
Well, you know what? There used to be an apple turnover, but a raisin turnover. Mm-hmm. How about that? Just a raisin turnover. It's just gotta be a raisin turnover. Yeah, they done.
Okay,
they don't have to get that dark, yeah. But they do.
Yeah.
I mean, but
why you making that dark for?
Well, because you messing with me. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. See, that I didn't mean for me to get that dark. Now you know what? Feet don't burn a damn thing, and you done. But that's good though. Well, I'm gonna have to do another one. Come on here. Come on, I'm gonna have to do another one.
Yeah, cause you done.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do another one. Hold on. Get the biscuit out like this here. Actually. I don't give a damn if it's broke. It don't matter. You smash him out the way you want to smash him out. Like that there. Okay?
This is a crazy recipe. This is a crazy recipe.
Something tells me it's on the fly.
Yeah.
Something tells me she's like, what do we have around the house? We got some can of biscuits. We got raisins, cinnamon, and butter.
Well, you were totally right. The craziest thing is deep frying this. That is nuts.
It's all bad. Like that shit, that crescent roll shit is already loaded with butter and salt and bad things. And then she makes a mixture of butter and cinnamon, spreads that on that, puts some raisins in there for the health, and then deep fries.
Oh, the other thing that we get nonstop, and if anything that has somebody talking about shit or shitting, you guys are always like, you want some shit? You want to talk some shit? And then we get shit
on
stuff.
It. Wait, but hold on. The best part to this is that, so she rolls one into like a cigarette or a cigar mm-hmm. shape, deep fries it, mm-hmm. but only for like a second. Mm-hmm. So then she pulls it out of the hot ass grease and mm-hmm. then it's still gooey in the middle. And she's like, it's still gooey in the middle. Tastes delicious. And you're like, you shouldn't eat that.
No, it's not.
It's bacteria.
Pick him up so he don't stick.
Yeah.
Do like that there. Put some shit in the middle of him. Okay? Like that.
That's so funny.
Fold him. You can fold him like this here. Roll him.
See?
And then it'd be like a cinnamon roll, but close up each edge. Pull him a little bit, okay? Mm-hmm. Look at the damn food, okay? Shit. Pull him a little bit like
yeah,
that.
I got it on the camera. What are you talking
like
about?
This here. Now that's like a little old punk ass cinnamon roll.
Oh, that's like a Tostito.
Well, yeah.
Well, no, it ain't a Tostito.
And I'm going to do some chicken later on.
Okay, so you got chicken coming later
yeah,
on?
Yeah, but you are going to learn how to do something. How about that?
So tell them to stay tuned in for the video that you got coming later on today, which okay. is going to be what?
Baked chicken.
Okay.
Baked chicken, and you don't have to cook it right now.
Okay.
Baked chicken, let me get my plate.
So about what time should they be tuning in with you?
I don't even know. Mm-hmm. So I don't let them know too much about me, because then they'd be ready to, you know, come and do something and shit. But now this is a BQ right here.
So basically, they need to...
She's amazing. I love her so much. That means that she has a lot of these videos.
She's the best. I seriously.
She's the new Peter Kane.
She could be in my family. Like, there are Hungarians that are just like this. My mother actually reminds me of my mom a little bit.
Guess what her name is?
Huh?
Auntie Fee.
No.
Auntie Fee is what she
Don't
goes by.
Say that.
That's what
There's
she goes by.
There's only one Auntie Fifi.
No, she's not Fifi.
But she's a Fee.
Just watch everything you post.
Yeah. Now, let's go over here and light so we can see this here.
Okay.
Look. I want to see how this turned out for her.
See this right here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me get all that over there. See, look. Mm-hmm. Now, look. Come on, get close up on it. See? Break it.
Look at it. Are you looking
see
at it?
See all the shit running out? Woo! Shit, that's butter and sugar, then melt it.
Okay.
Look, it's hot though. Mm. And look. See that right there?
Yeah.
Something fell out.
I don't want none of it.
But no. You take it and you wipe it because it ain't nothing but butter and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You put it on there. And you like that. Now this one.
She's eating while she's talking.
See ya?
Yeah.
I have a little mommy butt. Shit. It's good though. All right, cop. That's it.
That shit is foul.
Phenomenal. She's amazing.
And she's skinny. She's not a big...
No.
She can eat that shit. She's all... It's just butter and sugar.
She's got a bunch of videos. Do you want to see how to feed 7 people with $3.35?
Absolutely.
Okay. Here we go. How to feed 7 people.
Okay, this is I'm talking to you now, okay? This is a $3.35 meal that's going to feed 7 people. Might, if you want to use some more. Put that, I broke these bags up. I brought, motherfucker, do you have it on the shit, okay? Fuck me, okay? God damn, Tam. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
As someone wrote, as a chef, I can tell you this isn't cooking.
As a chef.
Oh, my God. This is fantastic.
Motherfucker. I don't like saltwater breezes.
The thing is that a saltwater breeze, they were in Hawaii. Here's this, wrap your head around this if you're listening to us. Hawaii, and they have the option. Imagine having the option, like the opportunity.
Yeah.
The opportunity in life to be beachfront, oceanfront in Hawaii. And it's a possibility for them. The husband is like, this is amazing. And she goes, well, I think we'd rather live inland, she tells the realtor, because I don't like saltwater breezes. And he's just like, like all broken. Like, we can afford to live right here on the water. Yeah, but then the saltwater breezes will come. I don't like them.
Who doesn't enjoy
it? And the saltwater on the windows.
That is, but I understand what she's saying is that saltwater does destroy.
Of course it does. It,
but that's the price you pay of living
For living
paradise
on the water. Fucking
yeah,
asshole.
You dumb cunt. Yeah.
You put them in there with a little with a little grease. Oh, not the bags though.
She puts a lot of grease and stuff.
I know.
She cooks with grease a lot.
It's not good. It's not good for you.
Mm-mm. It's not. All right. Enough of her. But that is fantastic.
My grandmother used to cook shit like this, Hungarian. Like, she would invent shit like that, too. But mostly, she made a lot of fried chicken.
She did.
She was good at that. She made good fried chicken.
Fried chicken exists in, like, every culture.
That's
a go-to, man.
It's so good, bro.
Bro. You're telling me, bro?
Bro. You know, it's another show that I... First of all, when I watch international or just House Hunters, I always feel bad for those realtors. Because could you imagine having to show houses and then people don't have the imagination to go, I could just remove the bidet. Instead, they're stuck on the bidet or the backsplash tile. And you're like, it's so minimal, bro. That's a $500 fix. Come on now.
It's crazy.
But the worst is that $1 million listing. Remember watching that show? And you're like, that's a show. I would hate to show people houses. It just looks like torture.
Yep.
Like, here's a mansion, but my boat won't fit into the slip. And you're like, oh, my gosh. I don't like the carpet.
No, it's...
And negotiating numbers looks terrible, too.
But you know the other bummer? The one that was crazy is when they did the international, and they went to China.
Yeah.
And they were like, what's your budget to rent? And the guy was like, you know, $5,500 a month. And they're like, we think we have to find something for you. And he couldn't find what he wanted. Like, they ended up finding something, but he was like, holy shit, like, that's, you know, that's $1 million mortgage payment.
Yeah, they're like, we have a studio apartment right here in downtown. And you're like, 50, wait a minute, what country is this?
Yeah, it was China, man. That was
China?
Crazy. Yeah.
Hong Kong Fooey. You're gonna go there soon.
Hong Kong Fooey.
Oh.
I meant to read this a while ago. It came in, but it's so crazy that we got to read it now. We've been reading your updates. got a tweet today, actually, from...
is this the 11 years tweet?
Is that it?
There's one...
That came in today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It's cray cray.
Yeah, there's one that came in today that said, I haven't been... to the dentist in 11 years.
Yeah.
And how many cavities, Jeans?
I forget. I don't know.
Zero.
That's crazy.
Zero cavities.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's crazy. Motherfucker.
But that is not why. Here it is. No, it's not it. Yeah, here we go. Dental update. 11 years since last visit. Zero cavities.
Zero.
But adult braces are in my future because of high tooth wear.
Oh, wow.
That's Brian J. Nosowich. But the reason for this dental update is a teenager in India had more than 200 teeth growing in his mouth.
Oh, my.
Due to a benign dental tumor, he has had them removed. Ashik Gavai, a 17-year-old student from Buldana, underwent the six-hour operation involving four doctors in Mumbai's JJ Hospital.
JJ?
Yeah. Jamal. He's a guy. Bad. My name is Jamal, but you could call me JJ. He, the teen, had 232 denticles.
Denticles?
That's what they're called. Abnormal teeth-like growth.
Denticles.
Lodged in his mouth due to a complex composite, what's it called? Odontoma? A benign dental tumor. The abnormal teeth were embedded in the bone inside the lower right jaw and were not visible from outside the mouth. Surgeons say the surgery was dangerous and the patient's jawbone will likely take 3 to 4 months to heal. Isn't this crazy?
That's bananas, bro.
According to Dr. Vandana Thorovat, a surgeon in the ENT department at JJ Hospital, the operation could have cost as much as 250,000 rupees. About $4,000.
$1 billion, yeah.
$4,000, which the Gavai family could not afford. The teen's father is a farm laborer who earns $2 to $3 a day. The government's program, which supports low-income patients, took care of the bill. Well, that's good.
That's nice.
Yeah. They said the denticles. Likely started to form when the patient was 6 years old and did not notice abnormal teeth until a month ago when the mouth began to swell. Holy shit. So he went 10 years with these things growing and had no idea. Doctors say denticles are likely to grow again in Gavai's mouth, but probably not such a large number.
Poor denticles guy.
Man.
That's horrifying.
Wow.
This is terrible. You know, you're so lucky just to have nice teeth and live in America.
Yeah, you have to live here, right, babe?
Only USA, number one, motherfucker.
I like that you say and live in America. Like you
number know, one, bro.
Nobody else should live anywhere else.
Nope. Number one, bro.
You want to say something to our Canadian listeners? To our
nope. Sorry, guys. You should have moved to America. You know, it's true. Why do we have to be number one? It's so arrogant. Like, when did that start? Like, why the insistence on being? It's so weird.
Give you some food for thought, maybe.
I'm serious. Maybe do you know how that started? The number one shit?
I think number one thing probably, the origin's probably in war. You know, in war because you have to win. The idea is to win a war.
Gotcha.
So it's like, who won? We're the best. We beat everybody. We won.
We beat.
It's probably all the origins of it are probably like World War II.
Yeah.
Where you like have to be like, well, you know, we saved the day. Mm-hmm. You know. Defeated the Germans and the...
Those fucking crowds.
Yep, oh and the God. Japs. We dropped the bombs on them. And then we go like, we're the best.
We're the best.
Well, no, it's then so like absurd. Other... You have to make other people acknowledge it. You're like, who fucking won the thing?
Come on, guys. Yeah, uncle. Who won?
Yeah.
Yeah. So crazy.
And then they just keep it going. Hey, we're the best. We're number
it's
one.
It's so annoying, though. Imagine if like some other country kept trying to throw that in your face all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Super annoying.
Yeah, the Ruskies are trying to do it all the time.
Well, come on.
And they're so are the Putsi Semits are doing it too. The Chinese are doing that too.
You know, I teach you one word, one phrase in Hungarian.
What is wrong with it?
And you go buck wild.
What is it? What's the? What
I'm
does
not
it mean?
Telling the listeners that one. No, and that's all I need yelled out at shows. I got show me how those big tits fart yelled at me, and that I'm not doing that one.
Big words.
Why don't you tell the listeners what that is?
Well, my wife insists on teaching me words, and she taught me this word, and the thing is, buddy, that the word is Bunsi Samad, and it's... A way of saying,
I have not actually heard my voice in a conversation for nearly 3 years now.
Bunsi Semed is,
go ahead, tell the listeners what it translates to.
It's Hungarian slang for Asian people.
Okay, but what's the literal
translation? The literal translation is, pussy eyes. That person has pussy eyes, therefore they're Asian. It's probably my favorite slang that you've taught me from Hungarian.
I like women's pussy and asshole. That's the best part.
What's the one I'm supposed to tell your mom on the cruise?
Oh.
Que tu concha de tu madre.
No.
De la concha de tu madre.
When she goes, Cristina.
Yes.
How is your dinner? You say, como la concha de tu madre.
Como la concha de tu madre.
That's perfect.
Como la number
como
one.
La concha de tu madre.
We're number one.
I'm going to get my dad to say some fucked up things to her, too.
Some fucked up shit.
Dad, seriously.
What are you going to get him to talk about?
I'm going to have him say, me cago en tu cumpleaños.
I shit on your birthday?
Yeah.
What?
Because her birthday's that week.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we got to celebrate.
We got to do something for her. What should we get her?
That's a really... Squatty Potty.
Squatty Potty's good.
Because she has problem making brown.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and also, you scratched your balls just now hard.
No, I didn't.
Well, I thought you had an emergent. Sometimes
that was a fart.
You go, ah, like, it's just really bad.
No, I farted.
You in there.
I farted.
Babe, Tommy, remember we're talking about bummer movies?
Bummer white movies.
Bummer white people movies.
Yeah.
Like My Left Foot. Yeah. Like, yeah. Bummers.
Can or The House of Sand and Fall.
Can I tell you
that? Out of the Furnace.
Yeah. So I had an ex-boyfriend in high school.
Oh, great. This guy.
Whom I adore to this day. Like one of the best people ever.
Great.
He's married with a child. So come on.
Big deal.
But he would try to get me to watch bummer movie, white people bummer movies, like, or the worst are like those movies you're supposed to like, but no one actually likes. Like, you know what you got to see? Metropolis. And you're like, nah, is it black and white? I'm not interested.
Oh, yeah.
You know what you should see?
Bri's into those a lot.
Right. Like, this silent movie. Like, I don't want to watch a fucking silent movie.
Someone who's like, have you seen Frail yet? Fragile. What's that? It's a classic.
No.
I don't want to see it. It's silent, but it's a classic.
No.
No.
I don't want to watch a silent film. The worst was when that stupid The Artist came out and all the show business. Oh, The Artist. Everybody in show business was like getting their panties all twisted up over it. But that sounds like the worst goddamn movie, man. Who wants to fucking watch that?
I didn't want to see it. I still haven't seen it. I don't care. My favorite is when people tell you, when you go like, I don't want to see it, and they're like, but you should.
But you should want to see it.
That's the same as like when somebody says, when you go like, someone goes, you tried this soup? And you go like, I don't want it. And they're like, you need to try it. And you're like, I don't like it. I don't want soup. I don't like soup. Try this soup. You should have this soup.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't. It's my favorite. Therefore, you'll like it.
Oh, God.
It makes me crazy.
Yeah, I don't want to watch
it. The next one is from my album. It's called Chillin' My Vein. Check this one out.
This one's the craziest video I've seen for a bad song. Like, there's a lot of bad songs that have been sent in. This one is horrific.
What's the story?
There's no way to properly describe it. It's just bad acting, bad camera work, bad, just bad. It's all bad.
Yeah.
Very bad. Seems to be
sounds good to me. I don't know what you're complaining about.
I'm talking about the video.
No, but the music's really good.
The music, I'll give her is awesome. Is this shot in a third world country? Is that what's going
on?
It
sounds like it's a Thai karaoke place.
No, she's a white woman.
I thought for a minute it was Let's Get Social. showing you things you like.
Oh, shit. I'm supposed to. Oh, fuck. I gotta call her.
Trying to get engagement.
Engagement.
Some photos from my life.
My car.
My cat.
Some bacon.
It's my kids.
Oh. Holy shit.
Who is this?
She's a really good artist. Her name is Fuxicles.
Is it really Fuxicles?
I don't know what her name Peaches? Is. It's the worst thing I've ever heard.
No, the worst thing I've ever heard.
The video's
heard
so long.
Was today at the Albertsons when we were there. And like they play that generic shit dog music. Like every song sounds like... What's the song I sang that sounded like it? Not that sha la 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 la, Mr. Jones. Like, oh,
but it wasn't that.
Everything sounds like that. You know what I'm talking about, though. That generic, like,
you know what it is?
What?
It's white people music.
It's white people. Fucking white people
there's
ruin everything.
White people movies, and there's white people music, and they're both bummers.
Oh, no, I know what it is.
What?
You had a bad day. Your mother fucked your butt. Your dog's in the face.
That's right.
Came in your face. You had a bad day.
That's one of the worst songs
ever. Came in your own face.
That's one of the worst songs ever.
Shove your butt in your butt. Oh, boy.
Ultimate shit white people songs. This is like one of the... Oh,
fuck off. This is the worst.
First comment, love this song. Yeah.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
I know, this comes on and I really...
What is this crap? This is horrifying. Oh, stop it. I'm going to throw up. Oh, no, I hate it. Oh, I hate it. I hate white people shit like that, man. No, you know what I hate more?
I don't even want to hear the hook. I don't even hear it.
Like any acoustic guitar music, like
no, I know.
Like Jewel, like that whole thing. Oh, and like it's real soulful. Like who will survive? Like they're really
who will survive?
It's the worst.
Who will survive?
Like oh no.
Who will survive your star?
It's Kermit the Frog singing. Oh, and like it's so they're real soulful. Like, went to the store. And
that's always considered the way to do it.
Yeah.
You gotta really. I can't tell if you're singing or not.
TV. Ah!
Say it better than you can. You agree.
Okay.
She says, hold my
oh, Christ. Fucking white people.
There's nothing for free.
Oh boy.
Another burger, another hot dog, some bread.
No, thank you.
And it's
don't go to hell. Well, another doctor's bill, a lawyer's bill, another
key. Oh, for crying.
Fucking done with you.
It's like white people have to find stuff to get bummed about. Everything's so awesome that they're like, we gotta invent some shit to get sad about.
It is just
we got to talk about people being paralyzed in our movies and stuff.
The thing is that the dad will then discover that the wife is sick with cancer. But here's the other twist in the film.
Right.
His kid has it too. So then in the third act, he watches them both die.
Right.
And then
it's
that's
a comedy.
We thought you might. That's not the shit I want to hear. I want to hear music with flavor to it. You know what I'm saying? This is what we rolled through the fucking South Bay.
In the burbs.
In the burbs, windows down, and I let the neighbors know, don't forget who lives on that third house, okay? Third house, player.
I kind of like it.
Like I talked to Shicey when I shot niggas. Like you seen him twirl, then he drop, nigga. And we keep the mile millies on my block, nigga. And Monte keep it on him, he done drop niggas. And we be wildin', he some hot nigga. Tones known to get busy with them clocks, nigga. Try to run down and you could catch a shot, nigga. Running through these checks till I pass out. Pass out.
That's what I'm talking about.
I figured out what I like. I know what it is. You know why I don't like Biggie Smalls and all that?
Right.
I like it, but I don't love it. It's because it's not trashy enough. This I like because I feel like it's got some stank.
So you like the stank stuff?
I like, you know what I like? I like 3 6 Mafia.
You like real fucking hood shit.
Hard yeah. fucking core.
Hard fucking core.
Yo.
Hood yo. Shit.
I like that song. Ever since I can remember, I've been popping my collar.
I didn't know you were so fucking
hard fucking core.
I've been working these hoes and they better put my money in my hand.
Yeah, UGK, hey. And like 3 6 Mafia.
Yes, and Rick Ross. Yeah.
SoundCloud, Just Nine Squad on SoundCloud. Go to Audio Mac, type in Just Nine, and you got it, man.
Huh?
Huh? What?
Huh?
You say what? Oh my God. Okay, so you remember you remember that we played this on the show, right? We played DMX on the slingshot.
I ain't gonna play scary shit, nigga. It's some scary shit. It's some scary shit.
Before the roller coaster?
Yeah. It's some scary shit, nigga. It's some scary shit. It's some scary shit.
Oh,
whoa, whoa.
That's how DMX rides a roller coaster, right?
What?
So that video or that, you know, clip online went viral. Everybody saw DMX freaking out riding this roller coaster. He got back on the roller coaster.
Okay.
Knowing now, of course, that there's a camera there, but this is fucking DMX is, I just think he's hilarious. Here he is back on the roller coaster talking shit.
Are you recording? So I can start. Let me know, are you recording?
We're going, yeah.
Are you recording already? All right, about 5 days ago, that niggas had the nerve to say DMX was screaming like a bitch.
What?
Are you serious? Fuck that.
They said that?
That's what it said.
They said that shit.
Man, yo.
They said that
shit. I'm back.
And now you got a cigarette. Now you got a cigarette.
What
he done, you fuck niggas.
Let me get jiggy with it.
Fuck out of here.
Can I land it first?
Got you niggas, man.
So now he's going to ride the roller coaster smoking a cigarette.
Oh, that's not a smart idea.
Y'all want that 100, right? Light that cigarette. Light it for me.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to show you how cool I am with it. I'm going to smoke a motherfucking cigarette.
That's what I was thinking. I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
Oh, yeah, but light the cigarette. I want to be cool with it.
Lighter?
Yeah, light it up.
Hurry up.
No. 0.62 strokes.
They didn't give him the cigarette back. They just launched him.
Is he dropping the M-bomb?
As it's going in.
That's amazing. It's good that people still find the time to scream that.
Oh.
Nigga! K-Dog! Nigga! 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 Nigga!
He's throwing up fucking gang signs.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's nothing. It's nothing.
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 And I still got my coin.
It's nothing.
Come on, nigga.
I'm holding my
chest.
So no, come
shot
on.
Town, nigga.
Why out? Shot town. And what? It's nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Nigga,
nothing.
Light it up.
It's hard to listen to.
What part? These guys are out of their fucking minds.
It's big words. Stressing me out.
Ah,
I'm stressed out.
No, I got to hear more. I'm sorry. I got to hear more. I want to see where he goes with this. I haven't heard it.
B-K, nigga. B-K, nigga. All up.
Sucio.
Hey. Sucio. Lindo. Sucio lindo.
Hey,
nigga. We ain't playing with these niggas. What we fucking do, man?
We ain't say nothing.
Real life. We screaming. Man, we wasn't screaming. We was yelling. It's difference. Difference. We just had Buffalo Wild Wings with blazing sauce and a shot of Hennessy straight.
Yeah,
that's what we did.
With my chicken wings.
Right, you bitch dropped chicken wing.
It was pretty amazing.
Yeah,
I'm really into it. Okay, if you thought if that's your flavor, maybe it's not. I think you'll like this a lot more. It's a little. It's more calm. It's not as loud.
You know, I have an aversion to black people yelling. Brings
just
back
black people?
Flashbacks, of course, because I used to get the shit kicked out of me
in high school,
in junior high school.
Oh yeah,
when I hear black people yelling, I assume a beating is coming.
Really?
I associate the two. It's Pavlovian.
That's
yeah,
appropriate use. Right?
It is.
No, because we're talking about. Oh, you'll see why.
Oh, okay.
So you don't like yelling. But you also don't like white people yelling. That's why I think it's weird.
I don't like screaming. I grew up with a lot of it in the house. My mother was a yeller.
Yeah, because we're at my parents' house.
Not a fan.
My sisters will yell, and you're like,
it
you're Pavlovian.
I tell you what, screaming, especially indoors, just shuts me down, man. Not a fan.
Okay, here's this is at LAX. Ready?
Yeah.
Paparazzi. Finds DMX at the airport. Ready?
Okay. I don't feed my dog anything that really I wouldn't eat. I know you love dogs.
Yeah.
But have you ever had like
dog food?
Yeah. Like, yes. How about a dog treat?
No, I don't get my dog treats.
Okay. What if you had to eat dog food to survive for the rest of your life? Which brand would it be?
Well, you know what? I mean, like, honestly speaking,
yeah,
the canned stuff smells the best. You know, canned stuff smells pretty good.
He's right.
As far as like vitamins and minerals go, something like that, nutrients. Oh man,
I think Iams is pretty good.
Yeah, Iams is pretty good.
It's like chock full of
all
stuff.
The store bought stuff. I mean, for you know, like the.
He's like, yeah, I eat dog food.
Well, I like that he gives so much thought to the answer. It's a very thoughtful answer.
Vitamins, minerals, stuff like that.
He's got a great talking voice.
But I feed my dogs now. I get this stuff from a feed store.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you like cows and chickens and horses and
what's the weirdest?
I forgot the name of it, but it's a good food.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever like fed your dog? Like, personally, I make my dog eggs because that's good for their coat.
No, that's not really weird. That's a good thing for them. Yeah. Well, I think I fed one of my dogs a person one time.
No, he didn't.
A person one time.
He did not. BMX. Oh, yeah.
Had to get rid of the body, you know.
Had to get rid of the body, you know.
That's what's up. No evidence.
Oh, BMX.
Not BMX.
What kind of dogs does he have?
He used to have Boomer. I don't know. He's got big. He probably has Rockwilders and stuff, you know.
Rockwilders.
Yeah. You know what it is.
Oh, here's a dog. He just heard us talking about dogs.
Yeah.
Hi, Le Fif. Hello, Monsieur Le Fif.
So chic. Le Fif. So chic.
His little crusty beard. Oh.
Hi. Next dog, Brown Dog.
Sounds like yours.
You've been warned.
A plop, plop. Aggressive plop.
I hate that you say that you can hear me from other rooms.
I can hear you through the door. I can hear you every time you shit. And it sounds violent every single time.
That's not true.
You're right. I'm totally making that. No, of course it's true. I'll be making coffee and I can hear you. A lot of wind. It's a lot of violence. Like... And then, but even harder. Wait, let's see. It's like that.
All right. Okay. Well, the other day, I got back to back 2 days in a row phone calls from my dad where I missed the call. I was like, oh, I missed the call. I call him back. And my dad's like, hey, buddy. So this morning, interesting thing happened. you don't really realize how much flexibility plays a part in wiping. And I had a bit of he has
always a new angle on an
like,
old topic.
This was like there wasn't even hello, and he goes, I call it like he has a name for it. It's like a grenade, like a pop. He has like a pop name. I forget what it is, but anyways, it's like it's explosive, but it's small. And what happens? You get some splatter.
Yeah.
On your, I get it on my left cheek. And, you know, I wipe with my right, so I won't get it. And sometimes I won't even notice that till later when I take my underwear off. And I'm like, oh, what do you mean? Oh, there'll be some splatter on my left cheek.
Doesn't notice.
Doesn't notice. It's kind of a six, okay?
Oh, my God.
And so.
Wow, he really pushes the boundaries.
Yeah.
But your dad's diet, I wouldn't say is great. I mean, has he cleaned it up?
He's cleaned it up. He's doing homemade smoothies for breakfast now.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Because what did he normally eat for breakfast?
It would vary. I don't know. Sometimes cereal, sometimes eggs, sometimes, I don't know. It varies. But now he's doing a fruit smoothie for breakfast every day.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad's still on the, like, I think he does, like, bacon and eggs for breakfast, grapefruit, and then I don't know what he eats for lunch. Nothing big. And then dinner, fried meat, and then to bed. Just a couple beers. You're like, wow, how do you shit?
That's what goes through the system every day. Yeah, every day.
It's brutal.
It's crazy. They don't eat salads.
Fuck no.
Nope.
That generation?
And a salad. Yeah, I don't really like it.
Our dads hate salad. My dad likes cucumber salad, ubar kashalata, but that's about it.
I'm sorry, what? Ubar kashalata?
Ubar kashalata.
He does like that.
Yeah, because that's like vinegary and...
Good.
Yeah, it's like very strong flavored.
After a kolbas or before?
Nah, during. You eat
during.
It with the meal. Hungarians have their side salad with the meal. That's an American thing to do it before.
Yeah.
Because you have to have that roughage to push everything.
Well, some of the European countries do a post-meal salad.
That's fucking wrong. It's not what a number one country does. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
DeCorey Johnson, the junior college defensive tackle, says his weight is, quote, flexible.
I'll be 290. Next day, you know, I'll be 300. Next day, I'll be 280. So I don't even, my weight's flexible. It goes on its own.
So if you have like two steaks and two extra meals, you put on 10 pounds?
I mean, I guess because I poop so much. So I try to poop like five times a day, three times a day. So it's hard to keep weight when you got so much going out.
He said I poop five times a day, three times a day. So he poops.
Five times a day, three times a day. 15 times a day? Wait, that's how much you poop, right?
I don't poop that much. But I know what he's saying. He's a big guy. And he's in these practices and like he's doing like football practice like two a days. So when he's that active, I remember I would poop extra poops.
Seriously?
Because the machine is going.
Yeah, because fitness makes you brown.
Yeah.
Fitness doesn't do that to me. Fitness keeps me wired. I can't sleep at night when I make fitness.
Oh, fitness is multiple browns.
Really?
And if you're doing a lot of fitness, that brown just keeps coming.
You know what makes me brown? Hot weather.
Really?
I don't know why.
But then you get hot steamers that come out?
Yeah. It's like when it's hot outside, like we go to like a tropical climate or something, my body immediately wants to shit. It just grosses me out.
Like, he said that his weight is flexible.
I believe that.
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
Very big dude.
Because bigger guys can hold more brown.
Yeah. There's a lot of brown inside of you.
Big dog makes big shit. Little dog makes little shit, to quote my dad.
That's a good way of putting that. It's a real good way of putting that.
Like, I wonder what your dutes look like compared to my dutes. Although we've never shown each other our dutes. Do you think yours are like twice mine?
Depends. Depends on the day and what happened and what I had and all that.
Sounds horrendous. It sounds
They're
like
not all like that, but yeah. Mm. I know what you're saying.
No, they are. They're all like that. I hear them. They're all like that. They're really gross, Tom.
Yeah. All right. I got something for you. I'm going to show you something later.
What you got?
Some type of brown escapade.
Bam. You know what's funny? My underarms smell like Mexican food.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't want to hear that at all. At all. Right now they do?
A little. Like, I've noticed that in the summertime when I get hot and smelly. They smell like a burrito or like a...
Oh, my God.
Like, can we real wrap? Mexican, not Taco Bell, though.
Can I wrap this up?
Like, right now, it kind of... A little bit like a quesadilla.
Okay. Oh, we should prep people for this. I want to start the preparation.
Okay.
Preparation H. And that is that there's going to be some weeks coming up where we're going to have single episodes.
Summer vacation, guys.
Yeah, and it's just that it's only because the schedule is going to be too crazy. So
we'll tell them why.
Well, like next week, I'll give you this right. So I land Monday morning. I have a meeting that afternoon. Tuesday, I have like four meetings. I'm out all day. And then I leave Wednesday.
It's a lot.
So we're going to have to cram. We're not going to cram two in. Mm-hmm. We're going to cram one in next week.
Mm-hmm.
The week after, I'm in town for a couple days. We might be able to do two. We might not. So there's going to be some of that. And then there'll be a week that I'm in Hong Kong that we won't be able to prep two for that week.
It's a lot. You know?
Yeah. So it's just shit like that.
It's going to be a tough month.
Yeah. There's, you know, Same shit, different toilet, you know?
Summertime.
Yeah. 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 But we'll do our best to get as many as we can out there. That's the promise. Yeah, and then, you know, when we're back here, we'll be back to normal.
Yeah. Well, jeans back up.
Jeans back up. Yep. All right.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. I love her. Be with her. Use the power for her. Jeans around.
Jeans up.
Bye. Bye, everybody.